KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, as you know, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences came out with a proposal that has been approved by its large and rather unwieldy board to change some things about the Oscar telecast in the future. And this is in response to great pressure brought on them by Disney and ABC specifically, because the ratings last year were the worst ever for the telecast. I'd say that so far, though, these proposals, despite getting the backing of that board, are not going over that well with the larger community.
No, and there are two major proposals here. And one, I think, is somewhat smart. The other, I think, is somewhat not smart at all. The first one is that they're going to take some of the categories that are less popular.
Or less understood, really.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Like probably the shorts categories, you know, sound mixing, sound editing. They're going to move those to the commercials, and they're going to keep the telecast at 3 hours and presumably ramp it up to be more appealing to the average viewer. I think that's probably a smart move, even though it will cause a lot of problems with people being angry that their categories have been relegated to the commercials. You got to do that to keep the show moving. The second proposal is this bizarre new category they're adding called popular film. And they haven't said what that's going to mean. They haven't really said much of anything, except it's going to be an effort to bring in more of the blockbusters, the Black Panther, the Mission Impossible, the movies that tend to be popular amongst audiences but don't necessarily get the Oscar love.
Although many people thought Black Panther will be nominated, the Academy expanded to a potentially 10 Best Picture nominations to accommodate that. Apparently, that hasn't worked out quite the way they wanted. But this idea, and it's not defined at all, of what the best popular movie is. I'm going to quote Rob Lowe, who tweeted, "Seriously, this best pop movie category is the worst idea the Academy has had since they asked me to sing with Snow White." And I think a lot of people share that feeling.
Yeah, the feeling is that it's just cheapening the Oscars. There is something rarefied about an award show that is voted on by the best and brightest in the film industry to pick the best that the motion picture industry has to offer in that year. And by categorizing this popular kind of film, it's essentially saying those films are different. They're not artistically up to snuff as the other ones are. And it seems like pandering. Like pandering to the masses in a way that the Academy shouldn't be about that.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what the Academy's issue is when very small movies that are little seen end up in contention and potentially winning a lot. Then, of course, the masses don't come as, you know, the great high watermark of recent history was Titanic, which was a gigantic hit. And it just hasn't worked out for the Academy recently for those things necessarily to converge. But I'm reminded of Leslie Jones, I think, live tweeting last year during the Oscars saying, you know, haven't seen that one, haven't seen that one, haven't seen that one. And the Academy is confronted with a problem.
Yeah. And I think the unintended consequence for Disney, which released Black Panther, is that Black Panther is probably going to be relegated to this kids table of popular films when many people believe that it could have gone with the adults table, so to speak, and won Best Picture.
Although it will be eligible in both categories, that could very well happen. That is Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2 o'clock on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.